Wow, number 300. Congratulations to me. Oh, but it's not a big deal. It's just doing what I do, ranting. Whether it is about relationships, about self-help, introspective stuff, psychology, whether it's about politics, current events, entertainment, sports. I like talking about it all. Whatever floats my boat, as I like to say. And it's just been quite fun getting all this stuff in. And I know that my little one, she got a whiff of it. And she's like, ooh, Daddy, you curse a lot. Yeah, I know. I do. I curse quite a bit, girl, but not around you, though. That's one thing I do. And again, it goes back to wanting to do this as showing her a different side of me that she doesn't see. Right now, she sees Dad all mean and not funny. Just a total boss. And I have to be. Goodness, that girl, she runs amok. You know, it's like she's spelling out curse words for me. F-U-C-K-S-H-I-T. I'm saying to myself, wow, how did you learn this? Who taught you all of this stuff? It wasn't me, because I'm not cursing around you, that's for sure. But she knows now. She knows Daddy be cursing up a storm. And I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. And you hear that stuff when you get older. You understand it. Remember when you heard that as a kid? Ah, you understand it when you get older. You don't understand it now. You just can't go to your room. That was my thing. Hey, go to your room. You don't know. My mom didn't talk to me about shit. And, you know, it's just what it is. But anyway, it's been a fun ride, number 300. And I got plenty more things to talk about. I want to venture into vlogging, and I've tried it, and it's worked out good. I enjoy it, but it's something that the time is going to take a hit, especially with my current desire to check out of the rat race. Right now, I just feel emotionally it's time to go. I feel it's the right time. I don't know why, but I just feel it is the right time for me to go ahead and venture and take that risk and to go out and try to be better. Man, finally, go ahead and come down and slay that dragon that I wanted to slay when I first moved down here before my dream killer scenario happened. Not in a bad way. Things happen for a reason. So I have no regrets, no complaints. But I slowly feel as if I'm getting back to myself. And it's little by little. It's been, you know, it's been many years just digging into myself. And nothing like a boss to trigger you to kind of pulling that final piece of who you are, right? Of, okay, you know, you came down here for a reason, buddy, and this person just woke you up again. So, you know, I do love the balance. I do love being a parent. I do love being available. But at the end, I got to pursue me and my dreams and my hopes. I think that's how you set an example for your little one. And I think me talking about them, you know, one of the things about talking about this and recording them is that it helps to get your thoughts straightened out. So I would say to anybody that's listening to this, to the two people that are listening, it's like, hey, if you ever are going through a crazy stretch in your life and you feel you can't talk to anybody about it, just record yourself and just listen to it. It'll feel weird at first, but then you realize that it's something that it works pretty good. I remember reading about, I used to be really big into learning the psychology of athletes because I started so late playing sports. I mean, I didn't play varsity sports until my senior year in high school. So, you know, I was never exposed to sports and I was trying to play catch up. And one of the things that I did was read about the athletes, the successful ones, Bird, Magic. I would read articles all the time, and I would always read about what players did to get themselves ready to be at the level they're in. And I remember this one kid, Benji Wilson. He was a prodigy from Chicago, and he got shot at 16, 17, I want to say. And he was supposed to be one of the great upcoming basketball greats that never made it because the streets got him, and he died, I want to say, 16, 17. But one of the things that Benji used to do, rest in peace, was he used to record himself at night. He used to just have an audio recordings of himself at night, and he would play them, saying, I'm the greatest. I'm going to be the best ever. No one's going to stop you. So he would have these things playing at night when he went to sleep. I don't know who taught him that, but that is a lot of psychology in that. And that was part of his mental development and his psyche in sports and being one of the greatest at that time. Well, I want to say he was the best player in high school, for sure. And that's how I think of it. These things at times when I'm going through tough stretches, I'll just put one on, listen to it, and I'll readjust. And I think that if it helps me, gosh, it's got to help other people. I think in this day and age, it's just become a point where a lot of opinions, we have too many out there, like mine, but if you keep it honest and you're logical, people respect it. That's what I've learned about the way I think and the way I do things is that, and listening to others, is that now it's gotten to a point where people are figuring out that the media and identity politics is something that is very rampant, right? And I think that the independent voice that the internet allows is something that people are yearning for. If you are articulate, if you have thoughts and you can put them together, then you're somebody that is going to pique someone's interest because you make sense. And I feel that in my case, I feel I make sense. I feel I'm not very philosophical or very deep in my thoughts. I try to look at it from a common point of view, trying to be in the middle as far as understanding what most people will think around me, and just try to give an opinion that I feel is honest, comes from a good place. It may not resonate with everyone, but you could understand the logic because I try to give insight as to why I think the way I do. And it's not something that resonates with people, but it's okay. All of us are different. So I think in this whole journey, that's what I've done. I've been able to put thoughts together that sometimes it resonates with people. Sometimes, it's too outlandish. Curses too much. I don't know. You know, whatever it is. But you have to be authentic. And that's what I always preach to people that I talk to about their issues. But whatever it is that's going on, it's like you have to be honest with yourself. And you have to always look in that mirror. You always have to be honest with how you're thinking and don't be afraid. And I think that's what is done in this modern era, in my opinion, is that you can't, if you're not afraid to convey who you truly are and how you truly feel, then that's going to resonate with people. It's like how I was saying hip hop, you know, real recognize real. That's how I feel it is. It's that, you know, if you're not fake, you know how people like HR people can be. It's not very authentic. They give you the company line. They're not saying anything to get themselves in trouble. People don't respect that. People are used to that. But if you have somebody like me that's just talking and I'm not afraid of the repercussions and I'm coming from an honest place, I'm not doing it for shock value. I'm doing it more for, okay, this is how I really feel. And I'm sure other people feel the same way. I'm not trying to get ratings. I'm not trying to be popular or anything like that. You know, if this is something that, and I had somebody tell me that a while back, they were like, oh, you know, Minnow, you know, you're going to be famous and this and that. No, I'm not. I mean, I'm not doing this. They were essentially telling me I should be promoting this. And I said, no, if this stuff takes off for some crazy reason, which probably won't and never will, but if it was to take off, I want it to take off because of its originality, because of its authenticity, and people can relate to it. But I don't want it to be something that I'm pushing on other people and that I don't want it to be that way because I just don't feel it's authentic. When people follow you and people listen to you and people want to hear what you have to say, then it comes from an authentic place, and I appreciate that. So, you know, I don't want to feel like I'm competing with the millions of other people that are doing this, because I'm not. I'm not competing with anybody. I'm just doing this for myself. Like I said, if I'm go ahead and die tomorrow, I mean, my little one's going to have 300 little audio sessions, and some of them are video, but she's going to have these clips of history of how her dad is and how her dad thinks in the moment. And I think that's something that all of us would, I just think that's pretty awesome. I mean, I was telling that to my friend. Imagine if You know, because he was really, I had a buddy of mine that was really close to his grandfather. And it's like, just imagine if your grandfather, right, he was like your best friend. And imagine if he had an audio clips of when he was in his 40s, just reflecting on life along the way. How awesome would that be? He tells me, man, that would be pretty epic. Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. I mean, it would be pretty awesome to know a family member that, you know, like I would like to have heard what my dad said in his 40s when I was gone. You know, when I wasn't around, what thoughts did he have at that moment? You know, now, you know, people are just kind of coy. They don't really talk about it. They're not ashamed, but I don't know. They just don't feel comfortable talking about their feelings. I'm like, look, it's like this is a time capsule. Psh, this is how I feel. It's going to change, you know, because I'm going to be different 5 years going forward. But, hey, but I got them recorded, and, hey, and I'm able to reflect back. It's like, wait a minute, you know, I made growth. Or I'm being better, or I'm being worse, whatever it is, but you're able to self-assess. And all these things go into this journey that I'm taking with podcasting. And you always, I always run into people, oh, I want to do what you do, and I can't wait, I want to get on. It's like, hey, you just do it. It's not hard, but, you know, just kind of, it's the difference between walking the walk and talking it. Talking that talk, I should say, and walking that walk. Two different things. It's hard to keep up, man, especially at the rate I go. I'm trying to catch up. I don't know who the heck I'm trying to catch up on. But, yeah, you know. Oh, excuse me. This cough is lingering. But, yeah, I mean, that's just a journey. As we go on, number 300, it's been a beautiful thing. And I marvel at life and the beauty of it. And how much you learn when you dig into that world of learning. It's like you don't need college anymore, man. That's how I feel. That's another podcast for another day. But, gosh, it's so fascinating, man, to just have these thoughts and to thank anybody that's listening. You know, thank you. I don't expect the two listeners to keep listening, but they do. So, thank you. And I hope I've been somewhat entertaining. I try to keep these short because attention spans do run very short these days, especially with so much out there, and our brain can only take so much. So thank you, bunch of fucks, for listening and being and nosy for the ones that are just listening just to know what I'm doing, but they don't call me. I've said this before. And they don't call me. They don't stay in touch. They just like listening because they know I have a show on, like being nosy, just see what's going on. What am I talking about? It's like, I hear you. You know, trying to get an insight. It's just juicy, right? Isn't it? Like when you can just listen to somebody and know what they're talking about, but you don't really got to talk to them. You can kind of catch up with them, but you don't even have to hang out with them or anything like that. I get it. I get it. But you haven't become a friend or a family member. You just become a fan. So thank you.